Buongiorno bella gente and welcome to this little English recap about Italian people of television. I think that it could be useful for you to know some of these names because every now and then you can find them in articles or even novels or in TV shows and so on. I will give you just some sketches random about people that you should know because they are very important in the culture or even in the show business. Okay, first of all, we could start from Piero and Alberto Angela. Piero is the father, and Alberto is his son. Unfortunately, last year Piero Angela passed away. He was a very old man, but it has represented in Italy the real journalism about science. And he hosted a TV show called Quark, Super Quark, that for years and years, for decades, has ruled about scientific divulgation. And if you are learning Italian, if you find some episodes of this show, it could be very useful because it is because Piero Angela spoke a very, very good Italian. Very cultured Italian, okay? His son is as good as his father, Alberto, and he is a celebrity of Italian television. First of all, because as his father, he is very accurate, he is so cultured. His shows are about archaeology and history, sometimes about Italian cities or territory, art. Therefore, if you want to know something about Italian culture, Italian cities, Italian history, you can watch some episodes of his documentaries, okay? And a note of folklore. In Italy, we, and as we, I mean we women, we love so much Alberto because we like his style. He is a very classy man, so there is also a lot of interest about this person, okay? Then, remaining in the branch of journalism, investigative and social journalism, you should know that on Rai 3, one of the TVs, public TVs in Italy, there is a great TV program that is called Report. That is hosted by Milena Gabanelli and Siegfried Ranucci, and they are not only they, but there is a team of journalists, and they always investigate about bad things and disruptions we have got in Italy, scandals and so on. In the history of the public Italian television, the Rai, you should always know the name of Enzo Biagi and even Michele Santoro, that are journalists that have hosted a lot of TV programs and that have followed Italian history in decades. Enzo Biagi is passed away, I think, 15 or 20 years ago, but he stays a milestone in Italian journalism. Santoro is younger, he still is in activity, and in Rai and even on the private television in Italy, he has hosted a lot of TV programs. Okay, I would suggest you concerning the TV programs of Rai that if you want to see sketches of culture and shows, Italian shows, you can go on the Instagram where there is a page that is by Rai and it is called Rai Teche Official, and there Rai uploads a lot of short videos about culture, about show business, about singers or movies. And it is very, very interesting because through this page you can meet a lot of Italian celebrities, even old celebrities that could be useful to know about. Okay. For instance, one of these days I met Maestro Manzi on on this Instagram page. And Maestro Manzi is a teacher, or better, he was a teacher of Italian television. In the 50s, in Italy, there was a lot of illiteracy. A lot of people was not able to read and to write. And through the Italian television and through Maestro Manzi, a lot of people learned how to write and how to read. And it was a great social issue. In fact, a lot of people could take a degree. And you can find on this page this teacher explaining the alphabet to old women, to old people that were so illiterate and that wanted to learn to read and to write. And it is very moving, okay? If we want to talk about the TV shows, okay, more about comedians, but even entertainment, two very important people are Maurizio Costanzo and his wife, Maria De Filippi. Maria De Filippi hosts shows like Amici, that are competitions of singers or dancers, okay? While Maurizio Costanzo had a very, very important and famous show in Italy, that was Maurizio Costanzo Show. And it was a talk show where a lot of important people, but even normal people, went to talk and to tell their stories. And it is a milestone in Italian television. And often in Maurizio Costanzo Show, you could find in the 80s Vittorio Sgarbi, that has become a very known person here in Italy. And you should know who he is only because he is a very controversial figure, not only of Italian television but of Italian society, because he is an art critic, okay? But at the same time, he has been very, very often on TV. He has become famous all over Italy. And he sometimes talk about art, but in always he is a pundit. But after the 80s, he has also taken part to politics. He has become a mayor of a little town and so on. But he is controversial. Why? Because he has a style in speaking that always is provocative. His style in talking is almost always irritating, aggravating, and he fight and quarrel with other guests of TV shows. And so he is famous for this. In fact, in Italian, he used the term capra, that means goat, to insult the other people. Capra, capra, capra. So sometimes you could find in Italian people using this way, these words, capra, 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 to make jokes or to refer to Vittorio Sgarbi. In the TV shows, it's important for Italian culture to know who were Corrado, that was a very important host of TV shows, and Mike Bongiorno. Mike Bongiorno was very famous for his gaffe, but he has been on Italian television from the beginning of the television era in Italy till his death. So you have to know who is Mike Bongiorno if you come in Italy, if you study Italian. At the same time, a couple of actors and showmen and women were Sandra Mondaini and Raimondo Vianello. They were married, and for half a century, if not more, they have ruled the Italian comedy on television. They hosted TV shows, but they produced and acted in a sitcom that was about their marriage, and it was very funny, okay? For what concern music, you should know who is Renzo Arbore, that is a musician, but at the same time a host that is very cultured about music, and he produced some of cult TV shows in Italy, such as Indietro Tutta or Quelli della Notte. If you find on internet some little pieces of these TV shows, you could find they are really fun, especially Indietro Tutta. There is a famous part in which they had as a guest Massimo Troisi, that was a very good and fun actor, Italian actor, and they made this sketch very, very fun about Rossano Brazzi. Maybe you can find it in the net, on the net. So, for what concern our time, in this moment in Italy, two of the most important hosts are Amadeus, that is hosting the Festival of Sanremo, and Gerry Scotti, that always hosts TV quiz, and Paolo Bonolis, okay, he is also very famous and a good host. Good TV shows about journalism are also Le Iene, that are on Italia 1, that is a sort of mix of genre, because sometimes they make you laugh, and other times they investigate about disruptions, corruption, and so on. So it's interesting. For what concern other journalists, you should know who is Emilio Fede, even if now he is not in activity anymore, but he has been very famous in the 80s and 90s because he led a news show and he was very connected with Silvio Berlusconi. He was so in love with Silvio Berlusconi, and in his shows he always talked about politics, okay. And now we still have Bruno Vespa on the Rai, that is a journalist that in the late time, in the evening, hosts a show that is called Porta a Porta, and that in the most of time is about politics, okay, and he is very famous, a very famous journalist in Italy. This was just an overview about some names you could know or should know. You can maybe deepen through the net these names that I've told you, because in the Italian culture they have been and they are important. Obviously, maybe I forgot someone. They are a lot of people, so it's impossible to talk about everyone. Maybe the last one I could just give you the name is Enzo Tortora, because he was a host Italian television. But in the middle of the 80s, it happened a really bad thing to him. He was accused of bad things, but this destroyed his life. I won't tell you something more about that, but if you want to know something more about Enzo Tortora, I really suggest, first of all, to search for his name on the net and have more information, okay? And after, if you want to know something more, there is a very beautiful movie called Un Uomo per Bene, in which is starring Michele Placido and Stefano Accorsi, and it is about Enzo Tortora's story. I really suggest it, if you find it maybe in English or with English subtitles, because it really explains what happened and how sometimes good people can be challenged with evil things from bad people, okay? So I hope that you will deepen about all these celebrities, and have a nice day.